This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
AllProDad.com.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio here at our Salem Media Group flagship station, AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, and across America on our Salem Media Group affiliates, our Talk America Radio Network affiliates, our Mega Talk Radio, leading independent stations located at or near our nation's military bases, plus also a special shout-out to our GCN Live Network guys. Hello, George. How you doing, Adam and Matt? And around the world via the internet, where many of our great military men and women are listening to us right now. Thank you for your service to America. And thank you also to our police, our firefighters, our EMTs, all the people that work in emergency services, including in the hospitals, the ER rooms, our 911 dispatchers, for the job you do, keeping us free and safe. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page, where you can communicate with us during the show using the messenger if you don't want to call in. And also the Twitter feed that we have, which is tied into the Facebook page at Captain's America. So any way you want to do that works for us. All right. Joining us now, the man, the myth, the legend, the guy with the notebook, Ron Edwards. Hello.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I had to do that to lighten the mood here, because sometimes you come on and people go, is he really mad? But anyway, here we go. You ready to say the pledge?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And a couple of things, folks. The two words, under God, this country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we are a constitutional republic. Anytime somebody turns around and tells you we're a democracy, tell them they don't know what they're talking about, and just hit them over the head with a book. Because they weren't reading, were they?
Absolutely.
Now, I'm going to start with Mick Mulvaney, who is the Office of Management and Budget Director, and a real good one. He's doing a great job, being named the acting chief of staff for President Donald Trump. Now, I realize it's acting. Certainly they have a lot of stuff to do as the OMB director, and he's still looking for somebody. So are you available?
I wouldn't want to have to take that job.
Well, why?
Well, because you have to be really tough and everything like that. And being that way, like John Kelly, who I thought was very good at that position.
I thought he was excellent.
And that's the way you have to be, and that's the way I would be. But you make a lot of people pissed off when you actually do the job. So I understand why a lot of people don't want that position.
Mm.
But it's a great job. It's a great honor, to be honest with you. And I think he's picked another good man.
Well, temporary. Obviously, you don't have enough. You can't do both jobs well. You got to do one, stick to it, and he'll just be there. And by the way, I did hear that John Kelly could actually be around until after the first of the year, until they do get a replacement.
Yeah, I did read that. So, it would be great for him to stay until they get a permanent replacement. But the gentleman that's picked as the interim, temporary guy or whatever, he's also good, and he's also good at what he does currently. So,
now, were you surprised about about Mr. Chris Christie, who didn't get involved? Were you surprised?
Yeah, but then again, no.
Okay.
He wasn't exactly the most popular individual, if you remember.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he was a real bright light for a while, but he kind of faded in public view.
Well, hold that thought for a minute. We've got a caller on the line. I want to see what kind of question they have for us. So here we go. Good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, Matt Bruce. It's Jim Lockwood. How are you, buddy?
Not bad. What can we do for you?
Yeah, well, you can't do anything for me. I wanted to talk about with your expert that you have on about Chris Christie. You know, even though he supported Trump, I wanted to see what your guest thought about this. Even though he supported Trump, it didn't really seem like it was a true support. I mean, he really kind of went against Trump in the primaries.
He did. And the other thing that I think they were concerned about, Jim, was this Bridgegate thing was going to come back to bite him in the butt. You agree with that?
Exactly. I completely agree with that. What is your expert say?
All right. Well, thanks, Jim. Don't be a stranger. I haven't talked to you in a while, but don't be a stranger. All right. And by the way, and we'll ask Jim's question. And by the way, Jim, we're coming to an affiliate up there where you're at soon, because we're expanding all across the country with this move that we've just made here, and it's going to be phenomenal, and just can't wait. We've already added 30 stations to what we have this week. We're up to 120, and we're adding more again the beginning of next week, and just goes on and on. But go ahead and answer Jim's question, please.
Well, it's pretty self-answered. I agree with him totally. Exactly, because that fits in with what I was saying is how he faded. Because I do remember his support of Donald Trump wasn't complete. They came from different perspectives politically. To be honest with you, Christie was more of a swamp dweller type.
Well, he really got into it with that Hurricane Sandy stuff, and I get that. I understand that.
Yeah.
You know, all of that sort of stuff. So there you go. And I also understand that up there in Jersey, of course, they've just become a gun confiscation state up there in Jersey. That's a story for another day. All right. Well, here comes the music. We're going to go to break. So hang in there, folks. We'll be right back with more. We are talking to Ron Edwards from the Edwards Notebook, and we'll be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition all across the country. And if we're not in a station near you, I'll tell you in a little bit how you can get us on one near you. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Everybody's doing it, and everybody's making money at it, except you. You're losing holiday business to your online competitors, and you don't know how to get in the game. Talk to us at Salem Surround, digital marketing experts who offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness, even if you have none, and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales coming out of this season. We can design and implement all of your online marketing under one roof, give you monthly reports on results, and instantly move your dollars to the most effective areas of your online advertising and sales. Social marketing, geofencing, web search enhancement, event targeting, and more. Now, there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround, increasing sales dramatically. Learn more by logging on to SurroundTampa.com. That's SurroundTampa.com, connecting you with new customers.
Like so many children, violence was all Manny and his brother have ever known. The war in Syria forced his family to flee to Lebanon. But for Manny, the war that was going on inside his home was even worse. Denise, the director at Heart for Lebanon's Beirut Hope Center, explains.
He was crying, he was bleeding, and he told me that he's been crying. It was winter time, it was raining. His shoes had a hole, and he didn't want his feet to get wet, so he kept on crying. And his dad was like, we can't, you know, you have to wear the shoes, go wear it. And he didn't want to wear it, and he wanted to wear it, and finally his dad lost it. But he couldn't control himself, so he kept on hitting him until he was bleeding and was sent to school.
The abuse that Manny was receiving from the hand of his own father, coupled with all that this little boy had experienced in Syria, turned him into one of the most aggressive students we've ever seen at the Hope Center. When he threatened other students with a knife on the playground, Denise was faced with the difficult decision to remove him from our school.
So next day, his sister will come, and then she was sad. And I said, what's wrong? And she said, both my brother can't walk. And she said, my dad put a rope around their legs on the bed, and then he cut a electric wire, and he kept on hitting them, so they barely can walk this morning.
But Heart for Lebanon went into action, reaching out in God's love to Manny and his family. The change in their lives has been remarkable. The abuse at home has stopped, and Manny, once an aggressive, mean-spirited young boy, is learning the violin, his life transformed by the gospel.
He knew how much we loved him. He knew this place is like his home, and we care for him. I told them, even if you leave from here, we'll keep loving you. The store will be always open for you. So he believed in that, and he kept on coming. Every morning he will come, check on us, sit with us an hour, 2 hours, and he goes to school. We play together, we talk. Not only he became not aggressive, not only he's becoming, he's volunteering in our children's program with his brother, giving so much love and care to children that are in our centers.
Your gift of $98 will help Heart for Lebanon bring the gospel to 18 refugee kids just like Manny. Be a part of rescuing these children for Christ before someone else captures them for evil. Please give now, and thank you for being as generous as you can.
Call Heart for Lebanon today at 877-873-0190. That number again is 877-873-0190. Or you can give online at letstalkfaith.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And thank you very much, Wayne Allyn Root, a regular contributor to the program every week. And you can catch him on Newsmax TV every weeknight, 8 to 9 p.m. He's got the number one rated show at Newsmax. And very happy to, you know, Wayne and I have known each other for 15 years. When I started on radio, he and I hooked up because he's the son of a butcher and I'm a son of a firefighter. When I got to New York City, he was one of the first guys I ran into in New York City before he went out to Vegas to do the stuff he's doing out there. But great guy. Love him. Love having him on the show. And this portion of the program is brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association. Check them out online. Go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo that's right there. First of all, a gun a day giveaway. Every day you get a chance at a different gun. And second of all, should you decide to become a member, and you should, you get $474 worth of free stuff for doing so. Check it out. USCCA, the link on the Captain's America Third Watch.com page. All right. Ron Edwards, theronedwards.com, is with us. And we had a question off the air for you. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Because you are originally from the Cleveland, Ohio area, and you know a lot of people there, and you know about the voting system and this, that, and the other, do you think there were any shenanigans done there in terms of, I don't know, maybe the Democrats stealing a vote or two or doing maybe some of this ballot harvesting that we heard about going on around the country?
Well, I don't have any direct proof of any activity, but
yeah.
I suspect it, like many other people. I'm not living in the state of Ohio anymore, but I do suspect that something funny happened, because I just find that there's through this what's called voter harvesting and other tricks. Ballot harvesting.
Yeah.
You know,
they did it
funny
in California. That's where it started. But they also did it down here in Florida and got caught.
And wherever they do recounts.
And it's legal, by the way. It's legal.
Yeah. Wherever they do recounts, they only go in favor of the Democrats. I think there may be one exception to that.
Well, they had 10 recounts for the Congress, and only one resulted in a win for the Republicans. All the rest were Democrats. They were all votes after the election closed, which, by the way, you've got 7 days to get an absentee ballot in the state of Florida here. And after 7 days, if a vote comes in, too bad, so sad, ain't going to count. 6,700 votes came in like that. Maybe another 4,000, not sure. But none of them were counted because they came in after the fact. That's the law.
But as far as Ohio is concerned, I believe there was some shenanigans, but there's no proof of it right now. But what about this Snipes in Florida? Why is she allowed back in the building?
Well, she's not, because a judge, and this is the breaking news from yesterday. Okay, you probably did not hear this. A judge overruled her rescinding her resignation, said, nope, you turned it in, you're gone, goodbye.
Oh, good, good.
A judge actually made that decision yesterday. So, America, Brenda Snipes is gone. She is going to sue the state of Florida. It's going to be a dirty, nasty thing because she's going to claim racial bias and every other thing. I'm serious now. And every other thing she can. Not even mentioning the fact that she was an incompetent fool.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if you're black or white. If you're incompetent, you're incompetent.
Now, we got to ask the other part of the question I got, because John James, who came oh so close up there in Michigan, was there any fooling around going on up there in Michigan? And what's John James's future? I think he should give it another try.
I think he's got a very bright future. I think that, you know, he's got a real good campaign style, and he's very up on the issues. His only weakness would be maybe the border situation, but I think he could be brought up to speed concerning that. But he's a great patriot, very intelligent. He comes across very
well. The border situation, let me just interject a couple of words here. What part of the word illegal don't you understand?
Some people are more compassionate than maybe...
I don't care. What part of the word illegal don't you understand? Compassion doesn't enter into it. Let Mexico be the compassionate one.
I know. But
oh, and by the way, Mexico, this is part of our talking points. The Mexican president is trying to revamp his health care system because of the overflux of all the migrants that have come in that have overwhelmed the poor people's health system.
Well, that's... Isn't that amazing, though?
Well, are you surprised?
Well,
what the hell do you think they're doing to our health care system?
Yes and no. I'm surprised that he's doing something about it, because that is a socialist nation anyway. And but maybe he's beginning to wake up to reality, something our politicians should have done 20 years ago. But, you know, here we are.
Okay, so John James still has a career. We're just waiting to see what.
I believe so. I believe so. And I think if he even did another run against you know, that lady, I don't even like to say her name.
That lady, don't say her name. Yeah. I know who it is.
Yeah, I think he would
win. We'll just call her Debbie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought came to mind when I said that, but I'm not going there. Sorry. Okay.
We'll just call her Debbie Downer.
Yeah, well, I'm not going there. I'm not going there, because there's a lot of possibilities of that one. All right, let's talk about the president, because the border wall issue may get put off until January when, and this is the excuse I'm hearing, I think they should bring it forth as legislation now and try to get it out there and see what happens. But the president is talking about not shutting down the government, and as a result, bringing it back in January after Pelosi gets involved in being the speaker, and then point it all at her when it goes down in flames.
I don't think that's a bright move. I really don't, because the Democrats don't care. These people do not care. They've already told him not any more money than $1.3 billion. They said it to his face. They don't care about our borders at all. And so he's playing a political cat and mouse game that he would lose, because they don't care. They don't give a rip about the wall. And they're the left wing of the Democrat Party, basically, which is
now,
the whole party. They don't care.
Now, here's what I don't understand. I know that in warehouses in four states along the border, starting with Texas, going to New Mexico, going to Arizona, going to California, when they were going to rebuild the fence and reinforce the fence along the border, that we still have all of that fence, all of those posts, all of those extensions sitting in those warehouses. Why in the hell can't we take what we've already got and put up a bigger and more secure fence and then worry about the wall later?
I don't know. To me, with the...
And again, I know these fences, all this stuff, it's still sitting in those warehouses.
I know. I'm with you on that. But I think other than outside of Donald Trump and a very few others, most of them are not sincere about wanting to build a fence, a better fence or a wall or whatever. And outside of Donald Trump and a few others, it is all just lip service and pretense. Because most of them do not care to build that wall or better fence.
That's why
it's been sitting there.
We need to talk about Obamacare, because yesterday a federal judge in Texas threw out the Obamacare mandate and said, nope, unconstitutional, goodbye, see ya, ain't going to happen. Now, this is going to be challenged. It's going to be on a fast track, I do believe, to go to the Supreme Court. What happens next?
I agree with you. It's going to be challenged and everything. But when I first read that, I said, well, it's about time someone else recognized that it is unconstitutional. It is also anti-free market as well, the way in its current setup. We should have a free market system of medicine, you know, it's really health care that we should be involved in. You know, not health care, but, yeah, health care. But in its present form, technically it's not health care. All it is basically, well, we don't need to get into
it. I don't want to run out of time, and I got to get this in here. Senator John Kyle, who we all knew was just going to be there a short time, filling in for John McCain after he died as an interim senator, is going to leave at the end of this year. That opens it up. I told you before when I heard this and Martha McSally lost, say hello to Senator Martha McSally.
Yeah, I think she's going to be pretty good. Although I did read that she's been taking pot shots at the president. I don't know how true that is, but I did read an article about that.
It depends on where you read it, but I find that very hard to believe when she was very much supportive of the president.
I remember that.
Wanted him there, and I find it very difficult to believe that she's going to take pot shots at the president for anything. So be careful of what you read and where it came from.
Yeah, because it was her, Flake, and another guy that they mentioned. It was three of them.
By the way, two words. You ready?
Yeah.
Go Blazers! And I'm saying that because Scott James, my buddy in Valdosta, Georgia, is up in Texas. I told you he couldn't sleep. He's up in Texas, and he's going to be doing the game today, the color guy, on the broadcast for the Valdosta State Blazers against the Ferris State Bulldogs in the Division II National Championship game, coming from McKinney, Texas, this afternoon on ESPNU television. Go Blazers!
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, got to go. Here comes the music.
All right.
All right, Ron Edwards, everybody, theronedwards.com, the website, the Edwards Notebook. And by the way, we're going to play his latest Edwards Notebook here coming back from the break. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Insight. Passion.
AM 860. The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerTampa.com.
AM 860. The Answer.
Life is full of bittersweet transitions. It's difficult to know how these changes will impact us over time. For some people, difficult transitions like retirement, divorce, or loss of a loved one can hit harder than expected and may contribute to feelings of hopelessness or even thoughts of suicide. The risk of suicide is even higher for men over 50 who served our country. Guys like me. That's why support from friends and family makes such a big difference. Every day, your actions could help save a life. Together, we got this. Learn how you can help save a life at VeteransCrisisLine.net.
With SRN News, I'm Patrick Foss. A federal judge in Texas has ruled former President Obama's Affordable Care Act unconstitutional. U.S. District Judge Reed O'Connor ruled Friday that last year's tax overhaul knocked the constitutional foundation from under the Health Care Act, dubbed by critics as Obamacare. President Trump is hailing the ruling and says Congress should pass a new law. President Trump is announcing that Budget Director Mick Mulvaney will be his next chief of staff. Regulators on Friday accused one of California's largest utilities of falsifying safety documents for natural gas pipelines for years following its criminal conviction and multi-million-dollar fine for a pipeline explosion that killed 8 people near San Francisco. Salt Lake City got the green light to bid for the Winter Olympics Friday, most likely for 2030, in an attempt to bring the games back to the city that hosted in 2002. Stocks staggered to an 8-month low Friday. This is SRN News.
Writing a Christian book, you're doing an amazing thing, getting it all down on paper. But once you've got the manuscript, then what? Well, you can spend a year or more trying to find a publisher, or you can cut right to the chase. Make your book real with Zulon Press. Finding a publisher is time-consuming and uncertain. With Zulon Press, things are quick and definite. They specialize in one thing, helping Christian authors put their books in print. Zulon Press will publish your book. Zulon Press gets it into bookstores. Your book is on Amazon. Work with Zulon Press and there's no question, you are a published author. If you're writing a Christian book, get your free publishing guide from Zulon Press. Just log on to ChristianPublishing.com. That's ChristianPublishing.com. Zulon Press. Book publishing by Christians for Christians. Get your free publishing guide at ChristianPublishing.com. Zulon Press is a division of Salem Communications, the same people who bring you this nifty radio station.
Know why most shoe stores never bother to measure your feet? Too much work. Know why they don't offer different widths? Too much work. Know why they don't ask about your work? Too much work. Think you can say installing that last bridge span or torquing the bolts on a jet engine is too much work? Didn't think so. At a Red Wing shoe store, we know your feet and your work. Because Red Wing boots are purpose-built for the exact work you do. Red Wing shoes. Work is our work.
The Hugh Hewitt Show.
Mazie Hirono of Hawaii went to a conference, and I just think this is a revelation that you need to hear what Democrats think about you.
We Democrats know so much, that is true. And we have to kind of tell everybody how smart we are.
Apparently, they're just so much smarter than we are.
Weekday mornings at 6 on AM 930. The Answer.
Relief now.
This is Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook Radio Commentary. When I'm not blowing away the myths and revealing the truth, I'm checking out America's Watchman on the Wall, Captain Matt Bruce, who always tells it like it is, fights against tyranny, and stands up for our military heroes. Captain, this salute's for you.
Democrats are clamoring for the impeachment of Donald Trump. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, Mrs. Clinton and Mr. Obama are running around free after the Benghazi debacle and the massive sale of U.S. uranium to the Russians and the fake dossier designed to destroy Trump. Adam Shifty Schiff is chomping at the bit to become the next House Intelligence Chairman, claiming that Trump could face jail time for campaign finance charges, including payments to two women. The original charge of Russian collusion is without merit. However, the actual reason Democrats and others hope to destroy Trump and his family are, one, he has stood up to the open border crowd and is fighting to secure our borders and protect our national sovereignty. Two, he brought the economy back from the ruin of the previous administration. Sadly, not one Democrat wants the Americans safe from rampant illegal border crossers. Thus, they are hoping to besmirch Trump's name to the point that Americans will be afraid to publicly support him or his policies during the next election cycle. But I have a funny feeling the Democrats will soon fall on their own sword. I'm Ron Edwards. Join me on Fridays at AmericaMatters.us and SHRMedia.com at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, and 12 a.m. Sunday on the Talk America Radio Network.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
All right, that's our buddy Ron Edwards. You just heard him here the last two segments. If you want to opine about anything that's on your mind or anything we've been talking about, the number is 877-969-8600. By the way, I'm going to take a look at the national weather right now for the truckers out there. One last little look at it. We've got heavy rain and snow melt. Snow melt which is threatening flooding in the southeast and middle Atlantic. Now, you remember, last weekend we had snow, lots of it, in the mountains of the Virginias, the Carolinas, West Virginia, of course, along with Virginia, Maryland, South and North Carolina, the northeast part of Georgia, and all of that, with the rain coming through now, is melting, and it's creating a problem. We got a lot of flood watches and warnings across the state of North Carolina again, across the state of Virginia again, across the eastern part of West Virginia, the mountainous areas of Maryland, and the southeastern corner of Pennsylvania right now, to add into the mix. There is some mixed rain and showers right now in the Florida area. We do have some fog to speak of down south of us, down Manatee, Sarasota counties. It's patchy right now, but there is some fog in the mixture as the temperature is going to be warmer than what was first thought before this next cold front comes through. Now, there's dense fog right now, the western part, western half of Michigan, across I-80 and 90. Right now, coming out of Ohio, Toledo West, over into Indiana, coming across the northern part of Indiana, into the Chicago area, up towards Milwaukee. If you're coming across 80, looks like you're going to have fog all the way across into the Quad Cities area. Then you'll be out of it again. Up north, you'll have rain to contend with once you get to the western part of North Dakota, and there is some snow in the mountains of Montana tonight. There is some mixed precipitation, winds certainly across Wyoming. There is some snow coming in, another front coming in off the northwest. Currently, there is rain in the southwestern part of Washington State, Medford, Oregon. You're getting rain north up I-5, that corridor over there, and there will be some mountain snows coming in as the temperatures will start dropping again coming across that area. Now, California tonight, you've got snow in the Sierras in California, so that white Christmas you hear us about, you're definitely going to have it there. I-10, I-8, I-12, I-20, I-30, all looking good. And let's just take another little fast look over here. Around Memphis, you're probably going to hit some rain as you go west on I-40 going into Arkansas. And there's some unsettled weather conditions there as well for some wind, and it looks like there might be some flood watches in effect. Okay, let's drift down over to the telephone line and say, good morning, Ian. Is that you?
Yeah, I want to make a real quick comment. Now, I'm not in the habit of telling people how to run their business, and I don't know anything about the media business, but I'll tell you this. I'm glad you guys, i.e. Sale and Media, are expanding.
Yep.
But I imagine, you know, you're going to have more, you need to get on social media more, and the internet, of course, and the whole thing. Not, you know, radio's great, don't get me wrong, you know. But I'm going to tell you this. You guys better, you know, I hope your management's hearing, or the big chief Indian, whoever owns this thing, You better get yourself a whole bunch of junkyard dog First Amendment lawyers. Because I'm going to tell you right now. If the Democrats get in power in the House, and they will, they will start cracking down on conservative media. And if you think they're just going to go after people like Alex Jones and Milo Yiannopoulos on the internet, you're crazy. They're going to go. You guys, to me, are moderate conservative, and I'm not saying that in a critical way, okay? You're center-right people, which is fine, you know, traditional American conservatives, if you will. It doesn't matter, because if you're just to the right of Karl Marx, in their mind, you're a Nazi. So you guys better bulk up on your First Amendment lawyers in every market that you're in, and at the national level, because they will try to stop that expansion and nip it in the bud and make it to where it's unprofitable to be a big network because you're conservatives.
Yeah, I know.
Or Republicans.
Yep.
Okay,
I know.
So you best get ready for that. And I think what's happening also, if I may venture a guess, the fake phony conservatives that were on the payroll of the Democrats or the establishment, they're collapsing. The Weekly Standard's gone out of business.
They just went out of business. I'm glad.
Okay. And National Review is nothing. That's a disaster. We've seen all these people like Flake and these other characters. They've been masquerading as conservatives now for 40 years. It's just nothing but a, they don't want to do anything. It's just a racket for them to make money. It's conservatism ink. And I think what's happening, because, again, this is the Trump effect, you love him or hate him, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He has a way of making the truth come out of people. Okay?
Sure.
And he has a way of making people's masks fall off, either deliberately or inadvertently at any rate. We see that fake conservatism is collapsing now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's part of the reason why Salem Media is probably moving in. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm sure there's other. Now, of course, they want to make money. It's the bottom line. I don't have a problem with that, by the way. But you best be ready for a challenge coming from the Democrats, because they will try to sink Media Matters and their whole gag.
Well, I'll address all that in just a second here, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking my call.
All right, well, first of all, I've got media people that are doing social media. We've got a very good social media department here right now. Plus, I do a lot of it myself. Learned a long time ago how to do that, because that's how I got my master's degree late in life at age 55, when I turned around and I got went back to school to get my master's degree in marketing, and I got the degree in marketing, my show. That's number one. Number two, yep, every network, every station has lawyers. Now, the other thing is during the daytime, the restrictions are much tougher than they are at night, say after midnight. Things change. There are certain things you can say and you can get away with and you don't have a problem with. But we still try to adhere to the principles of common sense. Obviously, I don't put up with profanity or vulgarity or anything like that. I have what's called a dump button here. I can dump somebody like you don't even know they've been on the telephone line. And that's just what we do. So there you go. And now you know the nature of the animal, if you will. Okay, well, very quickly, let me try something here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mark. From Atlanta, Georgia.
Yes, sir. What's going on in Atlanta?
Yeah. What do you think about this Democrats winning the House? I think it's. I mean, I don't understand why Americans can vote to people like Nancy Pelosi. They understand that Nancy Pelosi is going to be the leader. I mean, everyone knew that.
Speaker of the House. Yep. Mm-hmm. What do I think? Okay, I'll answer your question. Thanks for calling from Atlanta. All right. I think that of the 40 seats that they won, I think there was hanky-panky going on in at least half of them. Now, we know about this ballot harvesting that took place, and we know that it started in California. We know it's legal in Arizona to do it, and legal in California to do it. But it spread across the country. It came to my state of Florida, where they were trying to bring a bunch of absentee ballots in after the fact. It doesn't matter when they were postmarked. What matters is when they get there. And when the polls close, they close. And you've got 7 days on a certain cache of election ballots that come in from overseas, like, oh, I don't know, the military and the overseas people to get in. But that doesn't qualify for everybody. Now, they need to probably unify that a little. But that's where I'm at. Be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thanks, Julie. And coming up next, is there rain in your weekend forecast? We'll find.
Hey.
Hi.
It's been a while. Great place and nice neighborhood. You must have a strong community association board.
Thanks. I guess so, but I don't pay any attention to that stuff.
Seriously? How do you know for sure the board and community manager are making the right decisions to protect your investment?
I don't, but what am I supposed to do?
You can get involved and connect with CAI.
CA what?
CAI, Community Associations Institute. They're a nonprofit group that has helped us build a great community. They have free resources for your association board, professional training for community managers, and helpful information for homeowners.
Thanks. I'll definitely do that.
Is the time and investment you have made in your home and community protected? Be a smart homeowner and visit CAI at responsiblecommunities.com.
Hugh Hewitt likes to see the president interact with Democrat leaders.
Please don't characterize the strength that I bring to this meeting as a leader of the House Democrats who just won a big victory.
Elections have consequences, Mr. President.
Let me just say.
That's right. And that's why the country is doing so well.
That's it. It was the most transparent display of animosity I've seen in a long time. God bless them, everyone.
The Hugh Hewitt Show.
weekday mornings at 6, right before Mike Gallagher at 9, on AM 930, The Answer.
It's the worst humanitarian crisis in our lifetime. Over 2 million refugees have settled in Lebanon, over half of them children. Roaming tent settlements with no hope for a future, they are the innocent victims of war and terrorism. But this Christmas, you can join with our Christian brothers and sisters at Heart for Lebanon to help bring them the greatest gift ever given. Please call 877-873-0190. Right now, your Christmas gift of $98 will help bring food and Christian education to 18 refugee children. That's an entire class of kids at Heart for Lebanon's Hope Center. Let's rescue these kids for Christ before someone else captures them for evil. It'll be the best Christmas gift you give this year. Call now and be as generous as you can. 877-873-0190. That's 877-873-0190. Or at letstalkfaith.com.
I'm Chuck England, host of Suncoast Speaks, our weekly community affairs program. It's a lively hour of what's happening with the newsmakers in Sarasota and Manatee counties in the areas of business, entertainment, and the arts. Make it a point to join us from 5 till 6 p.m. Saturdays here on FM 93.7, 103.1, and AM 930, The Answer. The show also airs on Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. I look forward to having you with us on Suncoast Speaks.
You're an author writing a Christian book, so you may know this cheery little fact. Old-fashioned publishers reject thousands of manuscripts each year. You know your book is fabulous, but hey, if it's not what a publisher needs, all you need is your book in print. You want it on Amazon. You want to spread the word the way you've written it, so do it. Forget old-fashioned publishing. Publish yourself with 21st Century Christian Publishing at Zulon Press. Fast and affordable, Zulon Press gives you the power to put your Christian book on the market the way you want it. Zulon Press knows your mission because they have the same mission. Publish your book. See it on Amazon. Be a published author with Zulon Press. Learn more with your free guide to Christian publishing. Visit ChristianPublishing.com. Get your book hot off the press. Zulon Press. Find your free publishing guide at ChristianPublishing.com. Zulon Press is a division of Salem Communications, the same great people who bring you this nifty radio station.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody. By the way, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay is giving away free a one-year membership. That's the premium membership, the seven-day-a-week membership, Monday through Sunday, worth $7,500. All you got to do is go to the Freedom Boat Club TampaBay.com website, Freedom Boat Club. TampaBay.com website. They have 168 locations across the country. Now, the membership will be out of Tampa Bay, but you'll have reciprocity anywhere in the country where Freedom Boat Club has a location. That's a pretty good deal. Now, you got to enter and register by December the 19th. Drawing will be on December the 20th, and good luck. Freedom Boat Club, Tampa Bay. Liberal Larry out on the highway, and he just told me he's headed down to Fort Myers. So, good morning.
Morning, Matt. Hey, I just wanted to say thank you. I appreciate you being on Thanksgiving. I mean, I didn't get the call, and I mean, it's not like it's just this Thanksgiving. I've been listening to you for a while, so I appreciate you being on the holidays. How you work like 6 days a week and all that.
You know why I do that? Because I used to work it when I was in the fire service, and I understand the importance, and I know who's working those days, and I know really there's not much of anything on for them, and I try to be there for the guys and the gals.
Well, I may not agree with 60% of what's on the show, but I sure enjoy listening to you, so I just want to let you know I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Hey, what do you think about this idea? I'm 39 years old. I've been in the truck for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
by the time I'm 45, I don't want to be working for somebody anymore. I want to be doing my own thing. But I'm thinking about maybe in January or February buying a food truck to get my name out there. What do you think about that? I don't want to ultimately just be in a food truck the rest of my life, but I thought my wife said she would do it with me on Saturdays. I thought it might be a good idea just to get my name out there to get started. What do you think?
A food truck.
Yeah, like,
okay.
You know how you sponsor your dealership and all that?
Yeah, I do. And here's the deal, okay? That's not a bad idea for the simple reason that the people that I know that do it, they not just go to, they don't just drive around and have routes like during the week and all that sort of stuff. They set themselves up at fairgrounds, you know, like county fairs, and some of them actually go into the state fair, and maybe they got a specialty. Maybe your specialty is going to be fajitas, just to throw it out there. Don't know if it is or not. But they do that, and they do it very well, and that's not a bad idea. Plus, you're an independent business person. You can come and go as you want. You want to go to the beach with your license and set up and sell from the parking lot? There you go.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. And then, I mean, I've come to the reality that I can work probably 3, 4 a.m. to 1 o'clock, 12 for the rest of my life. So the idea is eventually when I can, the last time I talked to the mayor's husband and they wanted $1,200 a month for the place that I was looking at for rent. But coffee and breakfast burritos, that's it. That's what I want to do the rest of my life. But I thought, and my wife thought it would not be a bad idea to get a food truck to put my name out there. So
I'm just saying, yeah. Just an idea. Sometimes you got to be a little bit creative. But thanks for the call, Liberal Larry. I appreciate it, and you truck them safe out there.
All right, thanks, Matt.
Good. All right, yep, very good. Okay, and we appreciate him, and we appreciate other callers as well that call in. You never know who's calling or why they're calling or what they're calling about. And I try to be fair, and I try to allow people to come in. Now, I want to talk about Monday for a minute, because Monday's going to be a big day here in the Salem media market of Tampa. We've got my very good friend and our very good friend, Bill Bunkley, returning to the airwaves Monday, December 17th at his 4 p.m. time slot. And he'll be coming back on the airwaves from 4 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. At 4 to 5, he's got 1 hour where he's on not only AM 860, The Answer, but also AM 930, The Answer, 93.7 and 103.1, the FM affiliates as well, and AM 1380, The Biz. Plus, he's on Faith Talk 570 and 910. Now, Bill has been ill. Bill's been blessed because he's been able to physically beat leukemia, which is cancer. It's been very tough for him. I get that. I understand that. But we've all been behind him, all of us, everybody in this listening audience of mine, plus his audience, plus around the country and around the world, because he's got a lot of followers and friends. And I'm happy to report that Bill will be coming back. And you want to be listening Monday morning at 5:30 in the morning to my program, because I might get a surprise caller. Might get a surprise caller Monday morning at 5:30. But anyway, there you go. And Scott James is chiming in and letting me know that the Blazers are, he's ready to go. He wants to play the game right now. He's over in McKinney, Texas. And Scott, I'm with you. I know what's going on there, man. Good on you. And go Blazers, the Valdosta State Blazers in the National Championship Division II Football Championship. That's a great honor, great thing. And win or lose, you guys have come a long ways, okay? You hold your heads high, win or lose. But my money's in your corner. I think you're going to do it. I think you've got the drive, the dedication, the determination, the coach and the people behind you to keep doing it. So there you go. And tell you what, I love the fact that we have the First Amendment in this country, free speech, and it does open the door for a lot of different things. And like I say, Bring it on. Bring it on. Or dream on, as the case may be. By the way, also, something coming up here for all you listeners. The Florida RV Super Show, the annual Super Show, coming up January the 16th to the 20th at the Florida State Fairgrounds. Starting next week, twice a week, I'll be giving away free tickets. For that, you'll want to be listening because it'll be a call-in thing where I'll take the third caller or whatever when I do it. Not sure what segment I'm going to do it in yet. Might be the last segment of the morning. But we'll be giving out tickets for sure for the Florida RV Super Show. And that's always a lot of fun watching that. Always a lot of fun watching that. So there you go. And also, this weekend, the Bucks travel up there to Baltimore. I do believe they're going to be playing in the rain by the looks of things, unless something changes. But that may or may not change the circumstance. Who knows? And also, USF in the Gasparilla Bowl. Can't wait to see what happens there. And Wendy's here in the Tampa Bay area is giving out a small Frosty in the event that the team wins. So there you go. In the meantime, you're getting free fries from them for the USF team going to the Gasparilla Bowl, which is right here in St. Pete and right there at Tropicana Field. And it'll be interesting trying to motivate around there because I think they'll probably have a good crowd. USF is always a good draw locally. Now, don't forget, with the holiday coming up, and with my buddies at the Moss Family Automotive Group and the people that keep coming in from out-of-state areas to buy vehicles there, thank you for doing that because, you know, the you serve, you save thing and all that. And people do get it. They really do understand that Moss Automotive Group, Moss Family Automotive, goes out of their way to take care of our veterans and our active duty military and our first responders and all the people that put their lives on the line for us every day, every hour of every day. And they've got some great deals going on. I mean, they got the truck that I'm driving, $10,428. $10,428. They're knocking off the Titan right now. And you make your best deal, you get more than that because you're going to get the $500 that you're going to get for mentioning my name. So that's almost $11,000 right there. So there you go. And Tim, TSA Tim, nice to hear from you this morning, my man. We will be out and about today at an undisclosed location. It's called a Christmas party, and we don't want the whole world to show up there. But anyway. And then next week, we'll be out and about. Don't forget, Tuesday at Mugs. Catch me Tuesdays at Mugs Sports Bar and Grill right there, 59th at Almerton in the Icott Center. Look forward to seeing many of you there. And I'll also be down next week at Mission Barbecue in Bradenton. Not sure what day yet. Have a great day, great weekend. God bless America. See you all Monday morning.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
Windshields are all about safety, and so is Auto Glass America. If your windshield is